As classes got underway around the state, the Virginia Association of School Superintendents did a survey of more than 120 members and made a disturbing discovery.
We were facing a potential 37,000 shortfall in student enrollment that would translate to about $155 million in lost revenue if those children do not enroll.
That's Ben Kaiser, executive director of the association. He says state aid to schools is based in part on the number of children being educated. Some are now in private schools or learning from their parents at home. Even before the pandemic, UVA demographer Hamilton Lombard says homeschooling numbers were rising.
If you go into large urban areas, Northern Virginia, Richmond, it can be down to maybe only 1% or 2%. And you can go to some rural counties like Floyd or Surrey, where it's about 1 in 7 children.
The trend toward homeschooling seemed to parallel parents working from home.
The top 10 counties in Virginia with the highest telecommuting rates had homeschooling rates double the state rate.
And COVID has given both trends a boost. This year, Roanoke City and county schools each report enrollment down by about 200, and Radford fell short by 70. And Rico County was off by more than 600 students. And in Albemarle County, the drop was even more dramatic. Chief Operating Officer Rosalind Schmidt fears the district could lose $2 million.
We typically are a growing county, but this year we actually had a decline in our enrollment, 900 less students than we were projecting and budgeting for. The biggest hit is in our youngest grades, particularly kindergarten. So either those students are enrolled in private kindergartens or parents are just waiting another year.
She's hoping big budget cuts won't be necessary, that enrollment will rebound, and she notes that school districts have a lot of fixed costs.
We still have the same number of principals and custodians and nurses, all things that are critical right now in COVID, so our costs aren't going down despite our enrollment going down.
Albemarle and many other districts are talking to state lawmakers, asking them not to cut any funds just yet. But Ben Kaiser says some superintendents are considering layoffs.
About 85% of their expenditures are directed toward personnel. And so if the revenue loss were sustained, then would you anticipate having to adjust personnel? And about 70% of them indicated that they would.
And that could be another blow to Virginia's economy, since schools are a major employer. At UVA's Weldon Cooper Center for Public Service, Hamilton Lombard predicts some students will return to the classroom after COVID, but others will continue homeschooling, and sooner or later, districts will adapt.
Public schools have tried to address this by allowing more parents who want to homeschool to, say, let their kid come in to take a calculus course if the parents don't feel comfortable trying to do that part of the homeschooling. So I think most school divisions in Virginia now will let a child who's homeschooled privately come in for some classes, and the state will reward the school division by giving them partial funding for those students being there.
And in Roanoke County, the public school system is offering what could be the best of both worlds for families who decide to ditch their daily commute: an academy for high school kids who get a free laptop for online instruction, but can still take part in sports, homecoming, prom, and graduation. I'm Sandy Houseman.